Well, greetings. Welcome to another podcast of God the Entrepreneur. This is Don Wells, joined with Dr. Buddy Crum. And as always, we're excited to be with you, and we want to delve right into today. We're going to be talking about entrepreneurs leaving a legacy, and we'll be, of course, again, discussing some of the things from your book, Dr. Crum, God the Entrepreneur, where you did an immense amount of research and put a lot of practical things in place through your years as an entrepreneur, and we want to draw from that. So glad to have you with us today.
Well, it's good to be here, and I look forward to discussing the subject of legacy, because it is probably the one thing that ultimately, and I use the word ultimately because most entrepreneurs, when they're young and start out, their goal is to make a great deal of money, yeah. You know, and to gain some recognition and build. But as they build on their reputation becomes more important to them oftentimes than the money. It may have been the money initially. So that ties into legacy. So yeah. We're looking forward to talking a little bit more about this.
Well, and I love the really discussions that we've had, and in talking to entrepreneurs, how I've heard you many times say, you know, one of the things you do with an entrepreneur is kind of take retirement out off the table and out of the picture for them, and get them to think in terms of legacy, because many times they don't. They're working in the moment, right. Building something, and they want to build something great, solve problems as they do. But, you know, you made the statement in the book, page 60 of God the Entrepreneur, that the true entrepreneur desires to make an impact and leave a legacy. And I think that's true. And I want to kind of just jump in here, if we could, from that statement and talk about, you know, what that looks like, some of the dialogue you've had with entrepreneurs through the years that want to leave a legacy.
Well, it's no question. And even if you look at some of the ones that we recognize from way back, the turn of the 19th century, such as Henry Ford, his vision was to have a car, an automobile that was affordable to a family so that the family could have transportation. His legacy still goes forward, and because that was his dream to do that. And so today we see his legacy, and that's true of many other products that we could consider if we were naming them. But I would just say that as time goes on, and we know that one of the things that we've often heard, and we tend to not accept it in the beginning, is that money is not as important as a person's impact and legacy. And you see this as evidenced by the fact that we have over 125 billionaires that have committed and even signed a pledge that they intend to give their wealth away before or will continue on even after their death. So that, I think, is indicative of the fact that legacy becomes more important. They want to do something that's going to be impactful beyond their life.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, many times people ask us, because we kind of talk about investments and entrepreneur, mm-hmm. and what is the connection for that, and I kind of wanted to really clarify, I think, something with that goes together, in that we believe that as we're seeing the kingdom advance and we're seeing these movements that we're excited about and young entrepreneurs coming up, that we believe really investments and investing and entrepreneurs starting businesses and making money is really how we capture the money, yes. How we get a hold of it. And in that, in the like manner, we have conversations on the wealth management side. We've begun to change our thinking. We begin to change our language and discussions from really estate planning, which is trying to control your estate really from the grave, mm-hmm. which is very difficult to do,
right.
to wealth transfer. So that instead of, well, I'm going to leave all of this and put a bunch of guidelines, that hopefully we can begin to have dialogue with that person that is and our successor that we hope we have, and begin to teach them and train them about wealth prior to before we pass. And that's one of the things that's beginning to change in investments, as well as we're understanding with entrepreneurs. Instead of building a big business and giving out of it, and then it falls to the ground, closes, sells off to somebody else, that we really transfer that and keep that moving. And that is new thinking for many people that we do.
Well, it is. And if you look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you start at the bottom at survival. And that is very definitely short-term thinking and planning. You know, he had his basic, I think it was 6, and then he is more recently in later years has added the 7th. Mm-hmm. It was self-actualization, and then now he's discovered from entrepreneurs that the giving away of the wealth becomes the primary motivation of being self-satisfied.
Yeah.
But my point is about that is you would go from short-term planning and thinking, and you don't have a lot of, when you're trying to survive.
Yeah.
and that is make it through the month, the week, the year. That does preoccupy your planning and thinking. But you begin to shift. There's a shift that takes place from outward to inward. You begin to not look so much at what's going on in my life from the outside is what's going on the inside. And so you begin to think in terms of what am I leaving? What is going to be the effect of it? And even very wealthy people, they have seen and so often the testimony of leaving wealthy children is not necessarily to their best benefit. And so they oftentimes look beyond that. And we know that the Gates Foundation is a good example. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could have continued to work in the Microsoft and continue to accumulate even greater wealth. Mm-hmm. But they chose to do things that will have life-changing, long-term benefits. And I think that's a big shift that people's take. Now, you and I have talked before that not all entrepreneurs are business people.
Sure.
There are people who see or have a dream based upon seeing a need and wanting to do something to make a difference to fulfill that need. And I am always reminded of, for example, of Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
He had a passion built around a dream, and he articulated it so well in his famous speech in Washington, where he talked about, I've had a dream, and I've been to the mountaintop, and this is what I've seen. And what he was articulating was his legacy.
Yeah.
What was going to happen beyond his life, and knowing that it might cost him his life. But that was the passion. That was the driving force in his life, that there would be a change in the lifestyle, civil lifestyle and social lifestyle of the people who had been oppressed for so many years. And it worked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's working because of that legacy driven, that being driven by a legacy.
Yeah. I think it's, and I want to hear you comment on this, I think it's imperative. And part of our passion in doing this podcast and God the Entrepreneur and the book and trying to reach out and have conversations with people is that the earlier we can get this and understand this as a process, the healthier we become in it. And I want to read one of your quotes because I think it lends itself as we take a step back and say, how do we get there? And I think, you said for some people, success is a goal rather than a state. When success is about being, it always leads to healthy doing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very powerful statement. It's a very powerful understanding that when we realize that, it's not just I've got to be successful, that there's more to it. There's a greater purpose to it. It literally changes who we are as a person, and we become healthy in that. Talk about that a little bit, because I think those are the things that we have to have conversations around, because it really is about developing who we are and why we're doing what we're doing.
Well, I think that life, and I think you and I agreed, is a metamorphosis. I think it is a transition over time that is to build us into and to build our character. Mm-hmm. But when we live in such a time that our character is developed and we operate out of that place, then we're into being rather than to doing.
Yeah,
when we're in our, spiritually is being, it is not doing. I think that we are taught biblically that that is the way that we are judged, but our intentions, our heart, rather than how much we've accumulated. And so I think the goal is a never satisfying dimension. You're always having to change your goals. Now, should you have goals? Of course. But it's goals are just benchmarks that you're making progress to fulfilling what it is that is truly in your heart to do. And that's I think that's the metamorphosis that we go through. And I know even in my own life, and I'm sure you've, and I've talked about this in your life, that we think differently today than we did 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 25 years ago. I don't believe anyone was more ambitious than I was growing up. Right. I just wanted the recognition. I wanted to know I can make a difference. But now I'm in a place of knowing if I'm faithful to continue to do what I know to do, that's being, I will make a difference.
Yeah.
And I'm not concerned about if I make a difference. I'm concerned about doing the things, be where I'm supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to be, and the results will be a change in or a destiny or legacy will be left.
No, I think that's really, and you have a good point. I think, you know, part of this is what we talked about before. It's building good habits, healthy habits that help us have a better outcome, and that we know once we settle that in and we make those decisions and we think that, you know, this is not just about being successful. There's a bigger outcome. I mentioned to you earlier, I've been reading the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, and one of the quotes in there that I thought was really good was he states that habits can help you achieve all of these things, but fundamentally they are not about having something, they are about becoming someone. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we talk about and we believe. Good habits help us become what we really want to become, and they help if we set them up and we have a good basis of that. Of course, ours is good moral foundation from the Bible. We believe that's what guides us and leads us. We build habits around that help us become healthier in how we think. And, you know, I've said for years, I believe I read somewhere, but, you know, most people don't determine where they go. They determine their habits, and their habits determine where they go. And
absolutely.
There's a lot of truth in that. And so I think you're right, as we do these discussions and we talk about it more and more, that it's imperative that we understand what are we building this for, and who am I becoming in that? Because too often, we have people that get very successful in business, and they think, "Well, where's the end, and what do I do?" And it's a hard transition for them. And I can think of a couple of individuals that built very, very successful businesses, gave them up, and retired because that's what they thought they were supposed to, and they were miserable. They only to turn around and say, "I got to start something else," and I wish I hadn't given that up and taken the big check because there's no reward in that. Even if they were great givers, but that in itself was not enough, and they wished that they had held on to that and built a legacy and given it and continue with it. So it's important to us.
Well, it is important, and as we've been talking about legacy, habits lead to legacy because the habits you establish will result in the life that you leave or end with.
Yeah.
You know, I think that we all have habits, and our habits are either working for us or working against us. Some people have bad habits. Some people have good habits. But I think the distinction that we're talking about is to be aware of your habits. What are the habits that I have, and where will these habits lead me? We know that repetitious is the way of learning, and we know that habits are a form of repetition. And we know that, for example, you teach your children to brush their teeth, and they know that because they brush their teeth, it will give them good teeth down in years to come. It's the same way. It's being aware of the habits that we form and being sure that they are doing. You know, so often, and you and I have both had the opportunity to work with successful people. And sometimes I'm amazed at how successful some very unsophisticated people can be. You know, it really is amazing.
It is.
They may not even have a very good education, but they have good habits.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I've noticed about people that are successful in a very simple way is they stay very focused on what works and avoids those things that don't work. Usually they're very limited in what they do, but they become very good at knowing how to use what they do to the greatest advantage. And I think that in a simple form, I think they form good habits, knowingly or unknowingly.
And you know, it's interesting because I think it's when you kind of begin this dialogue, sometimes it's such a subtle shift, in particularly in an entrepreneur, a young entrepreneur who is developing and growing. And you know, the difference is, you know, I'm building something because I want to build a business and have a success. Well, you know, I remember when I really became interested in habits, believe it or not, as a younger man, young boy, really, because I thought, I want to read a book, and I started setting goals for myself. And the problem was, you'd read a book, I guess that's it. And I read a book, now what else can I do? When really the goal was not to read a book, the goal is to become a reader. The goal is not to run a marathon, it's to become a runner. It's a long term, and those little shifts sometimes when we build habits, if we get it lined with good thinking like this, and that's why I love Gaunt the Entrepreneur. It outlines a great system and plan, and it really does reframe our thinking a lot of times in how we think about these things. The goal is not to build a business of success. The goal is to build a legacy.
Right.
Success is intrinsic in that if we do it. Finishing the book is intrinsic in becoming a reader. And that's what we really want to do at God the Entrepreneur, is help people understand building a successful business is part of that. But it's intrinsic in the bigger picture of how do we leave a legacy? How do we affect people beyond our own generation? And, you know, the older we get, the more we move into that, the more successful, the more important that becomes, that, okay, I've got enough for me. How do I leave a legacy?
Well, I think that in recapping what we've talked about, I think we would both say that people with bad habits end up with a bad legacy.
That's true. That's
even true. A bad reputation. Ultimately, that seed that's planted will result in the fruit. But I think that people who determine early on to build good habits, or habits that are sound and solid, will reap the rewards of that and the prosperity that comes with that, and therefore leave a legacy. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, even in the Bible, Christ left his legacy.
And
that was his intention from the beginning, is when he had God as the entrepreneur, left a legacy through Christ that is continued on 2,000 years later.
Yeah.
And it has been the most successful entrepreneurial venture.
True. That's
but good. Again, if you study the life of Christ, he had good habits.
Yes, absolutely. I believe that is the greatest example, obviously, that we have. And I hope this helps for those that are listening, because as we run into entrepreneurs and they're excited about what they're doing, and as you say so often, so many times, what they're doing is solving a problem. They see a need and they want to solve that problem, and they really want to do good. But many times it's the outcome that they don't have yet, and what is the end result of that? And I hope through today's podcast that it helps at least to think a little bit different, help us to at least have the conversation that we don't want to just become successful. That's certainly a part of, or in the intrinsic side of that. Everybody wants to have enough to feel successful and give and enjoy their life. But the bigger picture that we want to put before us is the ability to leave a legacy, to leave something behind that will have an impact. All of us want to leave a thumbprint on the earth that says, I was here, I did good, and somebody can build from that. And I think that's important. So these are great discussions. We hope that you are enjoying this. We're going to continue on these for a little while and continue to discuss them. But Hopefully these will be some things that really help us reframe how we think so that we get better and better at being entrepreneurs. So until we meet next time and talk, we hope that you've enjoyed this. This is Dr. Buddy Crum and Don Wells, and we appreciate your time. We'll see you next time on God the Entrepreneur podcast.
Amen.
All right.